This is Matt Webb. Community radio in your city.
Cambridge 105. Just edging up to 5:32 now, and every month we select a Cambridge-based charity to become our Charity of the Month, and I'm pleased to reveal that our Charity of the Month for July is Romsey Mill. And joining me now to tell us more about the work of Romsey Mill is their Chief Executive, Neil Perry. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Matt. It's great to be with you.
And first of all, just tell us about your role as Chief Executive. It sounds like a grand title that you have.
It sounds like it's a grand title, Matt, but let me assure you and listeners that actually my role is to support everyone in all that they're doing through the work of Romsey Mill, our family workers, our youth workers, our early years professionals, our volunteers. So my job is to encourage, to equip, to support and to enable lots of people to do brilliant work. I also work with an excellent group of trustees, volunteers that oversee all of our charitable work, all of our activities, all of the positive stuff that we do across Cambridgeshire. So I'm grateful for that board of trustees that help me to serve Romsey Mill and all of the young people, children and families we support.
So tell us about what Romsey Mill does for people who aren't familiar with the work of the charity.
I'll do that, thank you. Well, Romsey Mill has been well established in Cambridge since 1980. And really since that point, right up to today, Romsey Mill creates opportunities, some brilliant, diverse, wonderful opportunities with young people, children and families. And I guess our view, our vision, our sense of what we're trying to get at is to create opportunities so that all young people, children and families fully belong in the city, are able to contribute, positively contribute in and around their communities. And together we thrive. And we've got a whole range of really great activities and projects and support that enables some of the most vulnerable young people, children, families in our city and beyond. We work across Cambridgeshire. We support those families. We're alongside those families just to enable them to be all that they can be.
So how many people are accessing your service at the moment? Do you know a figure?
Yeah. So across a year, we would support somewhere in the region of 3,500 people. So to use a well-used phrase, we kind of punch above our weight. And I think we do. I think we're able to reach many people with a whole range of different opportunities. But yeah, about 3,500 people. And that's really from cradle to career. So from families with children in their earliest years through to young people and adults that are looking to progress in terms of perhaps into employment or to further training. And those people that need that extra help, facing challenges. And so we want to help people to overcome those challenges and then to positively influence their own communities.
And just tell us about the building that you're based in, because it's a really lovely building that you've got.
Well, thank you very much. So I think you're referring, Matt, to our main centre, which is on the corner of Mill Road and Hemingford Road. So certainly that's the main base, the hub for our work, although because we now work across Cambridge City, we have other community venues that we use. For example, in the north of the city, we use the Meadows Community Centre extensively for youth work and some family work. We use local churches and community buildings for all sorts of activity. But I suppose about 60-65% of what we do happens out of Romsey Mill Centre. Going back, it was once a church. I think it was Romsey Town Methodist Church before we started back in 1980. But we've had the joy of being able to see that building fully used, and some 10-11 years ago had a complete refurbishment to enable us to make the most of that space. And so there's all sorts of activities that go on morning, you know, through the day into the evening at night for all sorts of people.
And how many volunteers and staff do you have involved at the moment?
We couldn't do the work that we do and make the difference, positive difference that we make alongside young people, children, families, without the volunteers that we are part of the team, part of the work. And so I suppose we have somewhere in the region about 120, 130 volunteers that work with us across a year in all sorts of different areas. You know, sometimes it's in that face-to-face work with the young people and the families, either one-to-one or in groups. We have volunteers that help in our charity shop. We have volunteers that help in the kind of back room to enable some of the communications and the fundraising, the admin to work effectively. I've mentioned our trustees who are volunteers. So without our volunteers, we couldn't do the work we do. In addition to those brilliant people who volunteer their time and are part of what we're about, we have a staff team. I suppose we have about 40 staff members. They're not all full-time staff members. We have some part-time staff members, some who are with us. You know, it's their main job, it's their full-time job. And then we have some sessional workers as well. So quite a good-sized team, and people contributing at all sorts of different levels.
Do you have some areas where you struggle to recruit volunteers? I mean, a lot of people would tend to get involved in sort of fundraising sort of areas of your organisation. Do you struggle to find people to get involved in the admin side, or have you got a fully staffed team there at the moment, as it were?
So at any point in time, there are always new opportunities for volunteers to step in and be part of what's going on and to make a difference with Romsey Mill. They can be, just for an hour or two a week, perhaps the same, same time each week, or they can be longer term and more extensive volunteering opportunities. And currently, I would say, we would have some great opportunities for people to step into, both in our youth work and in our family work. For example, our work with young parents, we have a whole number of daytime sessions, group sessions, that a volunteer could come into to work and be alongside both the staff members and also those young people. And so you wouldn't need to be an expert. You wouldn't have had to have prior experience. You would just come on in and listen and learn and pick up and contribute. Our view at Romsey Mill is that we don't do our work to the young people and the families that we're with, and we don't even do it for them. We do it with them. And so actually being part of Romsey Mill's work, you find that you yourself, you're changed, you're encouraged, you're shaped, perhaps you develop new skills through those volunteering opportunities. So certainly we've got opportunities at the moment in that face-to-face work with families and with young people. If you're interested in sport or music or just listening and talking to people, we've got those opportunities. And we also have opportunities in our charity shop on Mill Road. If you want to volunteer for a morning or an afternoon session or on a Saturday, they're a great community, a great bunch of people at Romsey Mill's charity shop on Mill Road. And we've also got some opportunities within the supports team. So a whole plethora of stuff going on, Matt. So if people want to contact us, they do that via our website. Just go to romseymill.org and you can connect to us and find out what's going on and see where you think you might fit in and try different things.
And I suppose if someone's listening and they're out of work, it means that they get some practical experience. If they're wanting to work with children in particular, they get that experience that may help them get a job in the childcare industry or something like
that.
You're
absolutely right, Matt. I mean, we're all about developing people, whether they're the young people and the families, whether they're staff members, whether they're volunteers. We're all about seeing people grow and develop and to thrive. And so it's lovely to see many people come to us because perhaps they've been out of work and they want to, build their confidence up again, or they want to develop some new skills. So they come to us as a volunteer, and they develop those skills and that confidence, and then they perhaps move on into paid employment or on into college, into other situations. It's lovely to see some of our volunteers go on to become staff members with us. I can think of a number of our staff members who have been volunteers and have gone on to become sessional staff members and then fully employed full-time with Romsey Mill. So there's some of those opportunities as well. But it's just so encouraging, so rewarding to see that development of people within the team.
And you've got a summer appeal happening at the moment. Just tell us about that.
Thank you. Yeah, so summertime. We enjoy the summer, don't we? Matt, do you enjoy the summer?
I do.
The sun,
yes.
And summertime, it's a special time. People look forward to enjoying a summer holiday, perhaps, days out. What we're doing with the young people and the children that we're alongside is to try and help summertime to be special for them. And many of the young people that we work with, surprisingly, don't ever leave Cambridge and don't have opportunity to have a family holiday or even day trips. So with our summer appeal, what we're encouraging the Cambridge community to do is to get behind us, to support, to make a donation, either a one-off donation or even to commit to a regular donation that enables us to create some really special opportunities with young people and families that aren't getting those times away, those times of respite, those times of encouragement, those positive activities. So we run residentials for young people. Our team within our preschool at Romsey Mill have just come back from a trip this morning. So I think it was about 20 children, you know, under the age of four, and their parents and our staff and volunteers going out to a farm and just outside Cambridge this morning. Those sorts of trips and opportunities, that's what, you know, it's what memories are made of. And what we want to do is to ensure, or to work towards, helping summertime to be special for everybody, particularly the most disadvantaged, the most vulnerable, those that don't have in our city. So if people want to get behind us, again, just go to the website, romseymill.org, and you can click on there. You'll see the summer appeal kind of button, and you can click through and you can see what's going on.
And one other thing that you're doing, we actually mentioned this on our Urban Baseline show last Friday with Johnny Five, but Rapidemic at the Cambridge Junction. Just tell us more about that.
Matt, you don't want to miss this this event. This will be the third year we've run the Rapidemic event at Cambridge Junction in partnership with the guys there. It's a brilliant event where we're showcasing the best talent, the, you know, emerging talent of local young people who are into their rap and into their kind of urban music, and they're brilliant. They're inspirational. Whether it's your sort of music or not, I would say come on down, support for an hour. You might want to stay the whole night, but it is a brilliant, brilliant event to see young people, again, many of them from some quite challenging backgrounds, but actually a whole range of young people who have such skill, such talent, and to see their confidence grow through being part of a public event. So that's the 3rd of August. You can get tickets, go online, go to the Junction or contact us at Romsey Mill. It won't be an expensive event to come along to, but it will be inspirational. It will be loud, but it'll be great fun. So do come down to that event. We've got a whole range of events that go on through the summer and then past the summer and into September and October. Another sort of key event for us in September is the Bridge the Gap Walk. We partner with Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. That happens in the centre of Cambridge, starting on Parker's Piece. There's a great event there to plug into.
Always a big turnout as well, isn't there?
You know, hundreds of thousands of people that come along. And this is the second year that Romsey Mill's benefiting from that event, partnering up with Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. And it's just a brilliant event. If you're fairly new to Cambridge, what a great way to meet people and also to see some parts of Cambridge, some of the Cambridge colleges and the gardens that you wouldn't ordinarily get to visit and to get to see. But it's just such an uplifting and positive event. So that's coming up in September, and we've got all sorts of other stuff going on. So again, just encourage listeners, if you're interested, just to visit the website and have a look and see.
And I take it that people can donate to you on the website as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for many people, that's the preferred way of being able to express their support, to connect, to make a difference. And so, yeah, just click through from the website and it'll take you to Just Giving page, but start with the website at Romsey Mill. And again, you wouldn't believe, Matt, for a local charity, and we're not a big charity, we're local, we're getting on, we're so committed, and the staff team and volunteers are so caring and so passionate and so professional. A local donation can make such a huge difference. You wouldn't believe how far we can make a small donation go. Imagine how far we could make a large donation go. Encourage people to find out more about Romsey Mill, because I think people will then be inspired to get on board and to be part of that supporter team that we have.
And I'm sure that you would urge people, if they're UK-based taxpayers, to select the gift aid scheme. I think it's for every pound that someone donates, you get 25p back, is that right?
Matt, you know your stuff.
I work for a charity myself, so I should know, really.
Good man. Absolutely. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you sign up if you pay your tax, sign up to a gift aid, and you know, we increase the value of that donation. So yeah, please do that. Again, all the information that people would need would be available via our website, or people can just drop into Romsey Mill Centre. You know, we're there on Mill Road, Hemmingford Road. Drop in, say hi to us, or you know, pick up on one of the social media platforms and just connect to us and let's have a conversation.
Neil, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you very much for coming in to talk about Romsey Mill, and congratulations for being Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for July.
We're really pleased, very excited, Matt, that Cambridge 105 are getting behind us and supporting us. And we know it's about raising awareness as well as raising funds. So we're very excited and we're very grateful, and we're looking forward to the month ahead. July's a great month for us to be supported, particularly with the summertime special appeal.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.